This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 5:44. Almost all Delaware public schools are using only remote teaching, at least through the middle of October. Yet some are using a hybrid model with students going into the classroom, even as the state's coronavirus cases are on the rise. WHYY's Chris Barish visited two schools in Wilmington to witness the different models in action with young learners.
All right, friends, we're going to get on Seesaw and finish where we were this morning. A couple of you have some notes, so look back on your assignment, your math problems. You have notes of what you need to fix, and then the rest of you.
Jordan Collings is addressing two sets of her third graders at Eastside Charter, getting them logged into the Seesaw online learning platform for math class. 10 students are in her classroom. Another dozen are at home, connecting through Zoom. A handful are absent altogether. Her in-class students are among about 30 of the school's 450 kids whose parents decided to have them don masks and sit far apart to get in-person instruction. She carries a laptop around the room, keeping an eye on those at home while assisting children in front of her. One is Azariah Hatcher. She's happy to be in class.
I want to learn better instead of doing it on Zoom.
Why is it easier this way?
I can be face-to-face with my teacher.
Mikhail Crook says it's best to have hands-on help with his division lessons.
I think it's like funner in person.
Eastside CEO Aaron Bass says COVID-19 testing is done weekly, visitors' temperatures are taken at the door, and no one has been infected so far. Soon more children and teachers will be coming into the building. It's up to them.
We think the best thing for children is that children are in school with their teachers. So we make sure that we're keeping our children as safe as professional athletes.
But for teachers, it's a juggling act that's also troublesome when online connections slow down or drop out. Third grade science and reading teacher Natalie Gimble stifles a laugh when asked how she's coping.
Just trying to have a lot of patience with myself, with kids, with parents, with technology, especially with technology, taking it one day at a time, really, and trying to give both parents, students, and myself some grace to work through it all.
She's also struggling with wearing a face mask all day.
It's awful. My mask keeps falling down. The kids have been really resilient with it, though. I maybe once or twice a day have to remind them to put their mask up.
Kindergartner Ellie Freeland has no issue with covering her nose and mouth.
Do you like wearing the mask?
Yes, because I can come here.
2 miles away at Warner Elementary, the hallways are barren. Warner's district is only allowing remote learning for now. So fifth grade teacher Jayla Hall sits alone in her class, delivering her lessons to the small faces on the screen of her desktop computer. Hall spoke with WHYY while a student teacher working from Boston tutored the children, her voice audible over the classroom intercom.
I believe the kids need to come in every day. They need a area that is conducive to learning. They need structure and some type of routine. And as an adult, it was difficult for me just to do that in my own home. So I can't imagine what the students are going through.
6 of Hall's 18 students were absent that day.
I feel like attendance has been the biggest issue, is trying to get the students logged on, because they have to also go between sessions. They'll log in for me, but then they also have to log off and go to a math session. Then they have to log off and go to their unified arts. And then getting the students to come back in the afternoon can sometimes be a challenge.
But when it's time to teach language arts, Hall explodes with enthusiasm and encouragement. She asks if anyone knows the definition of illusion and peers into her screen.
Darius, I think I saw your hand. Did I see your hand? Your screen went out real quick. Where'd he go? I can see you now. What is an illusion?
Think you see something.
When you think you see something. Very good. Very good.
The kids initially get stumped when she asks what you call it when book characters talk to each other. But the persistent teacher keeps prodding.
What's that word called? What's that word called? Put it in the chat. I forgot. They put it in quotation marks. Anybody remember? I think it starts with a D. Die, die, die. I see you thinking, Naija, I see you thinking. No, not quite a diagram. It is a discussion. There it is, Marty. Dialogue. Dialogue. That's what it's called. Dialogue.
Hall says she's simply figuring out a way to keep the kids engaged, even though they're not in the classroom together.
But you also have to be realistic and know that this is a very uncertain time and really nobody knows what's coming up the pike.
Governor John Carney says kids can't fully return to class until coronavirus cases and positivity rates drop substantially. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.